So there's an interesting idea from Rav Bunim of Peshisch that I think is very important for learning about this bracha that we're up to in Shemoneh Esrei, the ninth bracha, the bracha of Berech Aleinu, the bracha for Parnasa, livelihood. And, you know, there are those who say that, you know, what's pshat, you're davening for a livelihood, real Yerei Shamayim, Balemuna, you know, what's to daven for Parnasa. So Rav Bunim of Peshisch was quoted as saying that if a person only davens for Yerei Shamayim and doesn't daven for Parnasa, you have to be choshed that he doesn't really have Yerei Shamayim. Why? Because davening for Parnasa is so fundamental to a person that Chazal tell us, start learning Pirkei Avos this week, Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah, that a person to be able to serve Hashem properly, there has to be a baseline for basic parnasa. We know in psychology, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that if a person doesn't have basic shelter, basic sustenance and food, how are they going to be focusing on spiritual ideals and kirvas elokim litov? It's a very difficult thing. So Rav Bunim of Peshisch says that you know, a person only davens for Yerei Shamayim, he's choshed that he doesn't even have Yerei Shamayim. It's not a pagam, it's not a blemish that we daven for Parnasa. But lehepach, davening for Parnasa is one of the greatest expressions of being a Baal Emunah. Because we know that whenever we daven for Parnasa, what does it mean? As Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter does write, I believe in V'nichtav B'Sefer, that, as we mentioned many times, that when a person comes to Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Alpi Kabbalah, you're in the highest world we can be in Atzilus. That davening from Brachos till Shemoneh Esrei, you go through the four worlds, four Kabbalistic dimensions, Asiya, Yetzirah, Bria, and Atzilus is Shemoneh Esrei. And he says, Atzilus is Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is a shopping list. Hashem, I need this, I need some of that, that's also good. So how is that Atzilus? Because when a person really davens Tashem for Parnasa, and the Sfasemis writes, the Semis writes, that davening for Parnasa, it's even more important when you have Parnasa. It's more important when you have Parnasa that you daven for Parnasa. Why? Because when you don't have Parnasa, of course you're crying to Hashem, Hashem, please help me with Parnasa. You cry out to anyone to help you. But the real tefillah is avodah shebelev, it's service of the heart, it means you have to work at it, it's dafka when a person has parnasa. Dafka when you have a paycheck that you're expecting. That's when you have to daven for parnasa, even more. That's when you have to push yourself even harder. It's a famous maisa with the Briska Rav, that the Briska Rav, Rav Elvel Soloveitchik, once asked someone, we used to learn in yeshiva, and he said, what do you do now? So the guy said, now I'm in business, import-export. Riskarov says, no, what are you doing? So the guy says, what do you mean? I work with electronics and import and exporting, but it's electronics and like shavers. And it's like, no, what do you do? So the guy's like, flummoxed. Like, what does the Riskarov want? And the Riskarov realized, he goes, said to the guy, he said, yes, what do you do? I don't mean Parnasa. You don't do Parnasa. The Bono Shalom sends you Parnasa. What are you doing now? Means like, what sugya are you holding in? What gemara are you learning? What mitzvahs are you involved in? That's what you do. Your money, you think that comes from you? That doesn't come from you. That all comes from the Bono Shalom. Whatever you're involved in externally to get Parnasa, okay, that's not what you're doing. The Bono Shalom giving you Parnasa. That's the vart is a different part that I'm going to take in a different direction, you know. Probably shall should us, you know.
If you're making a good parnasa, then they beg for more parnasa.
No. You're not begging for more parnasa.
You're asking for parnasa.
You're begging for your parnasa of that day. Yeah.
The same what you get.
We know parnasa can go like this. Parnasa can go like this, like this, like this, like this. In a moment, a person could be nothing and could become everything, which we all know, because all you need is a dollar and a dream. And a person can also be up there, and in an instant, a person could be brought down to nothing. Can be brought down to nothing, mamish. So that's why, thank you for making the point better, Howard. You made the point better. No, that's exactly what Tefillas HaEmes means. That's when we have to daven the hardest for it. When we think that, you know, I have everything so good, that's when you have to daven even more, even harder, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should make sure that you're getting it. And there are those who say that that's why it's the ninth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Why? What's the number nine? Echad miyodei, echad ani yodei, atisha, yar cheleida. Months of labor. Thank God. I think all our eyes would kill us. It was 9 months of labor. 9 months of gestation. Right, certainly not of gestation. And so some say that you look in the Gemara, beginning of Tanis, there's certain maftechos that Hashem controls in the world. One of the maftechos is bringing children into the world. Right? Another is Parnasa. It's a maftech in God's hands. The Mafteach of Geshem, the Mafteach of Parnasa. So some say that we have Baruch Aleinu as a ninth bracha, showing that just as childbirth, and this is something also, it's until your wife is expecting that you don't really believe it, or at least I didn't believe. When you ask a guy, so what do you want, a boy or a girl? And the guy just says, I want a healthy baby. You're like, yeah, right, okay. You know, yeah, sure. You really, no, you just want a healthy baby. You know, that's all you want. You just want a healthy child. You know, you don't want chasvut. That's all you want. It's all from the Eibishter. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too, Parnasa, it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We do our efforts, and just like in childbirth, we go get doctors, and we get midwives, and we get all the doulas, whatever we get. Parnasa, we get a job, we get degrees, we get interviews and resumes. But it's ultimately, it's all from Hashem. And whenever we're saying this bracha b'reich aleinu, that's exactly what Sasam is saying, what we have to remember. And dafka, when Panaras is good, Howard, that's when we have to be focused on it. That's when we have to be focused on this bracha even more. And the bracha itself is a very interesting bracha because it ties in to the yisod that Parnasa is totally on us to a degree. Parnas is tali anas, because we know that this is one of the changes that's made over the course of a year. But when we ask for rain in this bracha, right, what word do we use for rain? We use matar. Matar, right? The same talu matar lavracha. We say matar as rain. What? It's a heavy rain, but what's the rain that we mentioned in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? That's Geshem. When we talk about the Gevurah of Hashem, seeing God's power in rain, we talk about Geshem. But here, when we're actually asking for rain, we mention Matar. Why over here is there a shift to we mention Matar? Meaning, use Geshem both places, use Matar both places. The fact that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the Nevi'im, who wrote Shmoneh Esrei, shifted from Geshem to Matar, it means something. They're telling us, like, pay attention here, wake up. Why? So, Geshem is talking about the Gevurah of Hashem is Geshem. Meaning, when it rains, that's when you see the power of God, God's control of everything. What is Matar? Where do we find the word Matar? Where else in Davening do we find Matar? The second paragraph of Shema, right? V'nasati mitar artzichem bi'ito. Right? That I will give the rain of your land in its time. What are we saying in the second paragraph of Shema? We say it every day, twice a day. What is the second paragraph of Shema about? V'haya im shama tishmal mitzvosai, that if you're going to listen to me, then what? V'nosati mitar artzichem bi'ito. Matar, many explain, is the aspect of rain that's tully on us. That depends on us. In Vahayim Shema, we're saying that part of Parnasa, we recognize, depends on our actions. Not our actions, our hishtadlus of getting the degree and working up the corporate ladder, but our hishtadlus in Torah and mitzvos is part of Parnasa. That's what some of the Mefarshei Siddur say. That's why Dafka, when it comes to the bracha of She'elas Geshamim, because in the second bracha in Gevuras, we mention the power of Hashem as seen in the rain. And if you don't know the power of Hashem and rain, you've never been caught in a geshmak, a storm. Certainly if you're sleeping out on overnight, right? Boy Scouts, whatever it is. A geshmak rain, old days in Moshe Ba, right? All the schmutzes. Baruch Hashem, I was never zochet to schmutz. I can say, I've heard enough horror stories from schmutzen. I can say, Baruch Shepetrani mishmutzen. I can still live a whole life without a schmutz. Baruch Hashem. So, but that's the idea that we say Geshem over there, the power of Hashem in Geshem. But over here, when we're talking Parnasa, asking Hashem for Parnasa, it's Matar. It's Matar. And that's meaning it's responsive to us. That's an important yisod that we have. And that's also when we start this bracha, we say, Barech Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu es Hashana Hazos, ves kol minei suasa, letova. So I have a question for you. We say, Barech Aleinu, Hashem bless upon us, right, this year, all minei tvuasa, all of the produce, whether our tvua is corn or soybeans or, you know, ledgers or exactly whatever our tvua is, whatever our produce is, right? Latova. One second, we're asking God for a blessing. What does it mean we ask God to bless us? Latova. So there are so many ways of understanding this. One very simple way of understanding this latova is right here, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah are teaching us about having a healthy relationship with Gashmias, with physicality, with materialism. We ask God to bless us. Barech means abundance, right? Barech, Beis, Reish, Chaf are all twos. Beis is two, Reish is 200, Chaf is 20. They're units of twos, in the singles, and the tens, and the hundreds. Barech. The word Barech means to increase. So we're asking Barech Aleinu, we're asking God to increase upon us, we're asking Him to give us Parnasa, but it has to be Latova. Because Rachmana Litzlan, I know someone, obviously no details, who used to work with a billionaire. Billionaires is on the list of the billionaires. Not a from person, Jewish person, not a from person. And there was a woman who worked for this person, told me, the guy Mamish has more money than you can ever want. Mamish. And he's one of the most unhappy people I've ever met in my life. She told me, Billy Guzman. She said, obviously I can't give any details. It's a name that maybe you know, maybe you don't know. I'm not saying who. He said, the guy's miserable. Miserable. He's a billionaire. Like, I just imagine what would I do if I won the Powerball, you know, $100 million. Like, wow. Can't imagine what you could do with that, you know? But can you imagine, I can't be masig what $1 billion means. Right? And to be unhappy with $1 billion? Like, how can you be unhappy with $1 billion? Like, does that make any sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. Unhappy with $1 billion? But that's why I say, Barech Aleinu Litova. God, the bracha, it should bless us, increase the gashmias, the materialism, but it should be Litova. It should be for good. And that's why you should know, many explain, the first bracha of Birchas Kohanim is, Kohen, Yivarecha Hashem, V'yishmerecha. That's how many explain, Yivarecha Hashem, Hashem should bless you with material good, material bounty, V'yishmerecha, and guard you. Not guard the physical bounty, guard you, that you don't become changed by it, that you don't lose your perspective on what we're here for, because you've been blessed with such physical bounty. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. And there are other pshatim also. There are other pshatim also. And what it means that God should bless us, Latova. You know, but pasha pshat, it means that money can be a curse. Money can mamish be a curse. And you know, sitting around, we don't have that money, so we're thinking, come on, how can money be a curse? Like, really, money can be a curse? But evidently it can be. Evidently you could have, again, the study that everyone always quotes is the study that the major lottery winners, over $10 million, like, I forgot what overwhelming percentage of them suffered from massive depression after they won the lotteries. And how many of them just said they wish they never won?
Also blew their money.
Well, that's something else. But how many of them wish they never won? Can you imagine? Like, crazy, really? You won $25 million. You wish you never won the $25 million? Like, you could actually pay yeshiva tuition without worrying about scholarship. Like, send my kids to YU without worrying about something. You're like, really? You know, how could you regret winning $25 million? But people do. Because that's the challenge of Gashmias. That's the challenge of physicality. And that's why we're asking Hashem, Latova. That should be a blessing for good. Yeah?
Why do we refer in Baruch, like it seems unique in all other brachos that we talk about the Shana, right? As Hashana Zos, as opposed to...
Ah, excellent. I was going to get to it. Why? Okay. So you tell me what Pshat is. So, meaning, because... Because we know, what does the Gemara in Beitza say, and the Gemara in a few places, that Mizonosov Shel Adam, Ketsuvin Lo, Me Rosh Hashanah. Your parnasa for the year is set from Rosh Hashanah time. Except for what? What you spend on Shabbos and Yontif, some say what you spend on teaching your children Torah, thank God, right? but that's why, like, I took my kids to, we went to a restaurant on Chol HaMoed Pesach. I figure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I'm paying $25 for a little burger, like, Rono Shalom, Simchas Yontif, it's from you, it's your Yontif gift to us, you know what I mean? I didn't do too many other things that were too expensive. That meal was more expensive than anything, you know. But that's exactly the point. As Hashana Hazos, as Kalminei Svasol Letova, that even what you're ketsuvin for us, what you set aside for us, let it come and let it be good. Because there are those that explain that even what Hashem sets for you from Rosh Hashanah, you can lose it. You can lose it. So that's why you're saying that also should be Latova. What you set aside from Rosh Hashanah, bless that, make sure, and Barech Aleinu, the idea is that it should come. That's why also it's strange. What do you mean, Barech Aleinu, bless upon us, that it should come to us, that we should be able to receive it? Because it's how some explain that even though our Kodesh Baruch Hu sets it for us, I wasn't going to get so into it, but you brought up, no, it's a good deal. You're paying attention to the words. You're saying the words. You're not on cruise control. Baruch Hashem. You're a chazan tonight. I hope not, right? So, but the idea is that Barech Aleinu, why bless upon us? Bless upon, what does that mean? So the idea is, some explain, because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Parnassah set for us this year, if we aren't roi for it, there are gemaras, many gemaras that would support this notion, if we are not worthy of it, even what Hashem sets for us, lav davka is going to come to us. Because when does Hashem set that parnasa for us, according to many? When we're in Yontif or Rosh Hashanah, you know, davening well, you know, we have till Yom Kippur for it, we're doing tshuva. So good, we're in a certain zone. And God says, here, I'm going to send it to you. But that's how many explain why davkin here, we're talking about the shana. Because the parnasa is set from Rosh Hashanah. We talk about Hashem and Elokeinu. Hashem, the name of Yud Hey and Vav Hey, is Adon Kol, that you're in control of everything, that you're the master, Irachmanus and Elokeinu in all aspects, Bala Kochos Kulam, that all Kochos come from Hashem. So we want to stress both of those aspects in this bracha. And we say in the summer, Vesein Bracha, in winter, Vesein Talamatul Bracha, that's obviously reflecting Eretz Yisrael. That's reflecting Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael's manim are what we go by. And in the summer now in Eretz Yisrael, rain would be actually bad. You know, there are the fascinating halachic shilas about people in Australia, where their seasons are reversed. What do? Meaning, because if you would say the same Talamata now, you wouldn't be Yosef Shimon Asrei. But in Australia, it is the rainy season. This is when they need their rain. So most poskim say they still say v'sein bracha, but in Shema Koleinu, they say v'sein talamot el bracha. That's where they put in the request for rain. But the Shemona Esrei is patterned on Eretz Yisrael. And then we say, al pnei ha'adama, on the face of the ground. Why do we say al pnei ha'adama here? Why not pnei ha'aretz? So Adama is a reference to, of course, is an allusion to Adam. Al Pineho Adama, the face of the ground. Al Pineho Adam, like we're saying, the face. We use Pinei, the face of the ground. It means it's referring to Al Pineho Adam, right? That we understand that the ground is totally on us, that even the ground depends on us. And that's like we know by the Mabel that because Vatishachis Haaretz, that the earth itself became corrupt, as Rashi explains from the Gemara, that part of the world, part of the ground itself was washed away in the Mabel. Part of the world, the ground itself was washed away, became corrupt, had to be washed away. V'sabeinu mituva. Here we have a machlokes. Is it v'sabeinu mituvecha, talking about God, that you should satiate us from your goodness? Or are we still talking about Eretz Yisrael mituva, meaning it's, so most people, depends on the sitter they're using. That's really the truth. I believe the Vilna Gaon is a mituva, right? And Shut HaRosh, mituvecha. They're both right. There's no wrong. But we're asking Sabenu that this is, again, this is, you see, it's such a beautiful thing, such an important thing. This whole theme is about the proper relationship with Gashmis. V'sabeinu mituvech or mituva, from the good of the land, that I should be satisfied with this. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give you the greatest things. It's the curse that Shlomo HaMelech talks about in Koheles. Mishi Yesh Lo Meya Rotze Masayim. Mishi Yesh Lo Masayim Rotze Harba Meya. A person has 100, you want 200. You have 200, you want 400. And as Chazal say, a person doesn't die without half of his taivas. Right? So why were we even created with such a taiva? Because we're supposed to turn it towards ruchnius, right? We should have an unquenchable thirst for Torah, for mitzvahs, and to constantly grow more and more in that. You know, they say the story about the Panovitcher Rav, Rav Kahaneman Zatzal, who was a survivor who rebuilt the yeshiva, built a yeshiva Panovich in the name of his town in Litha, where he was the Rav in Lithuania, who lost his whole family except for one son that he sent to Eretz Yisrael before the war. So he built so much. He built Panovich yeshiva, he built old age home, he built yeshivas, kids, orphanages, built so much. And someone once commented him when he was in the hospital later in his life, like Rav Kahneman, such an amazing thing to see all your dreams fulfilled. Rav Kahneman looked at him and said, all my dreams? Are you crazy? I didn't even fill half my dreams. Said, I dream much bigger than what I accomplished. But you never accomplish all your dreams. So that's why you have to dream big, right? And dreaming big, Rav Kahneman, he gave him 100 talmidim, he wanted 200. 200 yeshivas, he wanted 400. You know, he turned that tshuka, that innate desire that we always want more, to the proper things. But here we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sabeinu mituva of Eretz Yisrael. I always think of the girsa mituva. It means you have to make do with Israeli tuna fish. You have to make do with Israeli toilet paper. Don't go around and bad-mouthing Eretz Yisrael. You know what I mean? V'sabeinu mituva. You should be satisfied with the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. That's why I say mituvecha. No, I'm trying that it's the goodness from Hashem right now. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Zabeinu mituvah, that we should be satiated. We should be satiated from this goodness. From your goodness, from the goodness of the land, we should understand that this is what goodness is. We shouldn't think goodness is something else. Zabeinu, we should be satisfied with it. Uvarech shenasenu kashonim atavos. And bless our year like the year of good. Like the year of good, when we will get everything that is ketsuven from us from the beginning of the year. And again, of course, don't forget, we talk about this in the plural. This is a bracha that very often I find people, not people, okay, I'll talk about myself, that I work on myself, to think of other people when you're saying this bracha. Think of other people when you're saying Baruch Aleinu. And I've always wondered, you know, we have in Rifa'inu to put in a Refu Shalema for someone. Why didn't you have in Bari Chaleinu something to put in for someone to Parnasa? I daven for people all the time here. You know, before the final phrase of Erech Shanaseinu, you can stop and you can add in Lashon HaKodesh, Yiratzon Fanech Hashem Elokai Bekesh Tishlach Parnasa, Berevach, Beheter, Mitoch Yodcha, Rechava, and I do that for people. So this is something that's very important. Don't forget that this bracha, just like all other brachas, is in the plural. It should be davening for other people. Other people. Daven for yourself, of course, just like in Rifa'inu, you daven for yourself, that you should be healthy. But you should make sure that you're davening for other people as well in this bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mevarech hashanim. That we understand all the brachas of the whole year comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. All the brachas from all year comes from Hashem. And this is such an important bracha. This is such an imperative bracha. Obviously, it comes after Rifa'inu. If you don't have your health, and what does all this parnasa help? Doesn't do anything. But after, it's the ninth bracha for us to remember, subtly to remind us that this is something that's also all biyat Hashem. We should make sure that we are zochet, it's mutter, not geshem, to make sure that we are worthy of receiving the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making sure that we're worthy of this parnasa, v'sabeinu mituvah, v'sabeinu mituvecha, that we shall learn how to be satisfied with it. We should learn how to appreciate what we do have from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We ask Hashem to satisfy us. It's an amazing thing. We ask Hashem to satisfy us in physical things, because the teva of a person, the nature of a person, is not to be satisfied. So we're davening to Hashem that Hashem, you should satisfy us. And this bracha, to meditate on this bracha and to think about this bracha, of course, it's a tremendous Sefer Kabbalah, how this bracha, saying it properly, the source of so much parnasa. But as I told you, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter told me that he thought the greater segula for parnasa is not when you're asking for parnasa. I just have to add this on to the end of the year. It's when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the modim and Shmona Esrei. I remember I went to him after the fall or the crash of 2008, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was actually in Beit Shemesh. He vacations in Beit Shemesh. He has this like little hideaway Beis Medrash when he gets out of the craziness of Yerushalayim. He has this tiny little Beis Medrash. And I was zochet to meet him there. And I said, look, people have jobs. What can I tell them? He said, brachos. Especially Berchas HaMazon. He thought it was the greatest segula. Because it's just like a kid who doesn't show any appreciation for the parent. The parent gets upset at them. Says, you don't like that? We're going to see him. I'm going to give you again. But the kid who appreciates, who says, thank you, that the parent wants to give more to. So of course we daven, of course we have to ask, but also we have to make sure that when we're saying thank you, that we do have, when we appreciate it, that we also do that with a gishmak, with the same kavana that we have a berech aleinu, we should try to make sure we have in benching. And I know it's hard if you have a long sudan, a Shabbos, to sit down with kavana. It's mamsh hard. A Rebbe of mine once said, it's much harder to have kavana for benching than it is for Shmon Esrei. And the irony is, Pashas is, Shmona Esrei is Torah law, benching is Torah law, especially if you have a big Shabbos Suda, and davening Shmona Esrei is Drabbanan, is only rabbinic. You know, so it's hard. Right. Well, that's why. That's why it's harder. That's why it's harder, exactly. Because the teva of a person is Vayishman Yeshurun, Vayivat. That when you're satiated and you're fat, right? Vayivat, you kick. You don't want to have to be makyotov. You don't want to say thank you. Well, you should bench in the beginning. No, that's too easy. But Hashem should just help us. Look, you know, Pesach, we need don ala tvua. Rosh Hashanah, it's kitzuvin lo. But we want the tvua, the whole world, to be mizbarich. That should be a lot. And, you know, be'ezus Hashem should just continue to give us bounty. And look, it comes with the challenges. As Vilna Gaon said, at Ikfas of the Mashiach, in the final days, it's going to be the hardest time in the world, in the world's history, to be a firm Jew, and it's going to be because the Jews are materialistically better off than they've ever been. That's what the Vilna Gaon told us Talmidim in the 1700s. It's going to be the hardest time, maybe early 1800s, the hardest time to ever be a firm Jew is going to be in the end of days, and it's going to be because materialistically we're going to have more than we've ever had before. And we know his Talmud, the Chaim Volozhiner, told his Talmidim that the final stop before Mashiach is America. So this is the challenge that we have, and that's why this bracha is such a fundamental, vital bracha to creating a proper Torah perspective. Shkoyach, shkoyach.